follow me on Twitter at Malcolm_John. I guess X now, not Twitter anymore. Generally go to the Heritage website, look up my name, and they can see all kinds of stuff that I've written.
John, thanks for being a part of the show. Really appreciate it, and we'll continue to follow the story. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Kevin. Good to be with you.
John Malcolm, the director of the Center for Legal and Judicial Studies at the Heritage Foundation. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It's a busy, busy Thursday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Thursday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll break down the absolute latest on Trump's legal peril. We'll also continue to track all of the absurdity surrounding the Biden crime family.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hi friends, it's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I've got a $100 VIP dining card from Via Brazil Steakhouse in Summerlin that I'm going to be giving away sometime between now and 9 o'clock. Be with us. I don't know how we're going to give it away, but we'll figure a way out sometime between 9, well, now and 9 o'clock. Great eating, good for two Rodizio dinners. This is going to be good stuff. In fact, everybody that I've heard from that's won over the last couple of weeks, they absolutely love it. I just love that. We were talking about the new banking records that were released from Hunter Biden. This is from the House Judiciary, the Oversight, and the Ways and Means Committee. Chad Pergram from Fox News talked about what's in these new banking records. This is Cut 3. Go.
The records show that Hunter Biden appeared to connect wealthy business people with his father when he was vice president. That includes oligarchs from Russia, Ukraine, and Kazakhstan. Some attended dinners with then-Vice President Biden at a Tony D.C. restaurant, but only after money went to Hunter Biden's business partners. The White House deflected when asked about potential ties between the president and his son's business ventures.
So I've been asked this question a million times. The answer is not going to change. The answer remains the same. The president was never in business with his son.
The top Democrat on the Oversight Committee, Jamie Raskin, says GOP members released information, quote, on financial transactions that do not involve the president. Some GOP members are pushing an impeachment inquiry, but Democrats believe this is an effort to distract from what's happening with former President Trump.
There's no there. This is about distraction. This is about revenge. And this is about doing what Donald Trump wants them to do.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer accused Hunter Biden of selling the brand of President Biden to the business partners, but Hunter Biden never appeared to do work to earn the money he received.
This keeps getting worse and worse as it goes, thanks to Chad Pergram from Fox News. And I'm just going to tell you, it gets worse and worse and worse. I'm waiting, and maybe I'm getting impatient, that I want to see Hunter Biden under subpoena, raising his hand, swearing an oath, and telling the truth. That's what I keep asking for. And for one reason or another, the House Oversight Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, they have not yet issued a subpoena for Hunter Biden. We're getting all this other information. Well and good. Maybe no smoking guns, but a lot of incriminating evidence. And yet nothing seems to be happening when it comes to a subpoena for people like Hunter Biden or Joe Biden, the head of the Biden crime family. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen soon. Stay with us. Coming up, the latest from Hawaii, from a guy that knows about Hawaii because he's a native of Hawaii. We're talking about my buddy Andy Vieira. That'll be coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. Former Raiders player Henry Ruggs has been sentenced to at least 3 years in a Nevada prison for killing a woman in a fiery crash while driving his sports car drunk at speeds up to 156 miles an hour on a city street nearly 2 years ago. The former first-round pick apologized in court in Las Vegas before sentencing for felony DUI causing death and misdemeanor vehicular manslaughter. The 24-year-old was cut by the Raiders following the crash. NFL preseason this weekend, the Rams host the Chargers on Saturday. Then on Sunday, the 49ers visit the Raiders. Baseball Wednesday, the Angels beat the Giants 4-1. Mike Moustakas with a tie-breaking homer. The Dodgers shut out the Diamondbacks 2-0. David Peralta's bases-loaded two-run single broke a scoreless tie in the eighth. The Dodgers have wins in four straight. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on all your school essentials from notebooks to markers. Save on everything you need for travel like luggage, portable tech, and travel size personal items. Plus, save on signs, banners, and posters from Staples Print and Marketing Services. And now at Staples, you can save even more with 50% back in rewards on your print order. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. Ends 8/12. Rewards members only. Rewards redeemable in-store only. See associate for details. We'll be right back.
If you're hiring, it can feel like trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. Like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Now try ZipRecruiter free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/FREE.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
I'm still watching a line of cars try to get through the spaghetti bowl right now on I-15 northbound through from Charleston pretty much up to Washington. That's all due to some road work in the area. No accidents being reported on any of the freeways right now. On Boulder Highway, though, at Sahara, still working an injury accident in the middle of that intersection at Sahara and Boulder Highway again. Decent chance of rain and thunderstorms this morning with high temperatures topping out right around 100 degrees and winds gusting up to 20 miles per hour today. 86 degrees right now at Reed International Airport. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Democrats have stood in the way of Joe Lombardo and the Opportunity Scholarship fix, the funding plan. We'll talk about that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But right now, the death toll remains at 36. It's going up in Hawaii. The wildfires there, absolutely incredible. I don't think we've ever seen anything like this. A guy that is a native of Hawaii. In fact, he just completed 2 weeks in Hawaii. Is our own Andy Vieira. And Andy, you know, when you see these, this footage, you've seen these places before. This is your home.
Yeah, I mean, the aerial shots are devastating. The before and after is Lahaina, which is, well, originally was the capital for the islands back in the day when fishing and whaling was the big industry. The town is basically gone.
Oh, no. Has this happened before? I mean, have we had wildfires like this in the Hawaiian Islands?
We've had wildfires, but none to this extent. And once again, it was fueled primarily because of those high winds from Hurricane Dora, which is about 800 miles south. So that's the impact of the storm system. And at one point yesterday, according to local officials, the fire was moving at about 60 miles an hour. That's how quickly it came upon the town, how quickly it devastated things.
Emergency services, are they geared up for this kind of thing? Because it doesn't happen that often.
Yeah, and Maui is not a center of the population base. So if you're looking for resources, you'd find them probably on the island of Oahu, where Honolulu is. And in fact, an indication of what's going on, a lot of folks have been moved from Maui to Honolulu at the Hawaii Convention Center, where they are. That's the shelter. So there are no shelters on the island of Maui, or whatever ones are available aren't big enough for most of the folks. So they're being flown from Maui to Honolulu.
What happens next? Is the death toll going to go up in your estimation?
Probably, because you've got homes that are isolated, and the way that, once again, this fire blew through the hills, there are a lot of folks saying that the death toll is going to go up. And I know President Biden yesterday said that all federal assets and resources that are available in the islands will be put to use to help with the rescue efforts.
Is it different because this is a tragedy that is happening 1,000 miles away from us, as opposed to a hurricane or a natural disaster in Texas or Florida? You've got a lot of resources there.
It's easy to move resources around on the mainland. You're right. I mean, when you look at the map, and it's often said, but not really felt until a tragedy like this happens, the islands of Hawaii are the most isolated concentration of population on the face of the earth. If you look where they sit in the Pacific Ocean, so getting assets in and out of there, or even to move in and out like I did, job-wise, is always very tough.
Wow. Andy, keep us posted. This is a story that we're going to be following for weeks and maybe months to come. Thanks so much, man.
You got it.
Coming up on the program, legislators have rejected Joe Lombardo's Opportunity Scholarship funding plan. How can they go back to their constituents knowing that there are some 600 kids that are going to be headed back to really bad CCSD public schools? This is unacceptable, and I don't know what the next step is, but we're going to be talking about it coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric, Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit mrsfixit.us, that's mrsfixit.us, or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so you heard John Malcolm. He says, we're kind of into uncharted waters, so to speak. But we have these new banking records that were just dropped the other day. Byron Donalds is a congressman from Florida. He was on Fox yesterday saying essentially that the American people deserve to know if their president is compromised. This was Byron Donalds. This is Cut 5, a congressman from Florida. Go.
Obviously, these are big revelations. People are trying to determine what they should be making of this. What do you tell them?
I tell them it's very, very simple. This is all payback for the millions and millions. We've now documented $20 million, and we're still investigating, by the way. This is payback for the millions of dollars that the Biden family received because of their access to the brand, to the big guy, being Joe Biden. Hunter Biden has no business, folks. Joe Biden has no business. There were no services being delivered except for access. And that's what Yelena Baturina basically has now. She escaped the sanctions regime
from
Joe Biden.
We can pop her picture up so people can see firsthand.
And everything else.
Yeah, this is. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Congressman. So this is Yelena Baturina. She's Russia's wealthiest woman. She paid Hunter Biden's company more than $3 million. So she directed this payment to a Hunter Biden business venture just weeks before then Vice President Joe Biden dined with her at a cafe in Washington. So what more are we learning about that and about her and that payment?
Well, what we're seeing is that payment was split. I think $750 went to Devin Archer. The rest of it followed Hunter Biden. And then through the account scheme that the Biden family set up when Joe Biden was vice president, the money is filtered through different accounts. Different members of the family are getting checks, etc. And so that is what you see consistently as you go through this. We're in the process of continuing our work of now going through subpoenas for some of these financial documents so we can track the money down. The White House says Joe Biden never got a dime. I don't believe it. And at the end of the day, if Hunter Biden was spending money for his dad on behalf of his dad doesn't have to take a dime. That's facilitating a bribe from the president of the United States through his son.
I just want to finish with this because this isn't the first time, obviously, that Republicans have been pressing the Treasury Department, Janet Yellen, for any information related to this matter and why someone like that is evading these sanctions. This was a letter dated back April of 2022 from House Republicans. They sent it to Yellen on Baturina evading sanctions. If the United States is avoiding sanctioning certain Russian oligarchs because of concerns they may attempt to influence American policy by exploiting Hunter Biden's connection with his father, the president of the United States, the American people deserve to know it. This is serious stuff, Congressman.
It is very serious and typical of Janet Yellen and a lot of people over in the Biden administration. When you have these questions, they have no response or they slow walk a response, and it is outrageous. If the president of the United States is compromised, the American people need to know about it.
I think that makes a lot of sense. My question is, and we kind of broached it with John Malcolm earlier in the hour, at what point does the President of the United States have to come clean? At what point does the President of the United States have to say, okay, yes, I did talk about business. I talked with Hunter Biden's friends. I met with them. Maybe I made deals with them. I don't know what the president will say. But at what point does the president have to come clean? That's the issue. For instance, Professor Jonathan Turley, this is cut four, and his reaction to these newly released Hunter Biden bank records. And by the way, I get a sense that there are more bank records to be revealed. This is getting a little dicey for the president. It's getting close to the President of the United States. But let's go to cut four. This is Jonathan Turley and his reaction to the newly released Hunter Biden bank records. Here it is.
So, Jonathan, can you make some sense of this for us? How does this change things?
Well, it basically confirms, Sandra, what we have known. It's just there's more of it than we thought. I mean, we're now up to $20 million coming from sources from Romania, Ukraine, Russia, China, Uzbekistan. All of these are highly corrupt figures that are giving millions of dollars that are going to the Biden children, even grandchildren. And the result has been overwhelming in the sense that President Biden's long denials have been demolished. It's not true that he had no knowledge of his son's business. It's not true, as he's claimed, that his son made no money in China. And so much of Washington's falling back now and saying, all right, maybe there was influence peddling, but it was an illusion. And you can't show corruption or a crime related to the president unless you can show a direct payment to his account, like someone would hand him an envelope full of money. Well, obviously, that's nuts. The Bidens have been in the influence peddling business for decades. They're not going to do something as stupid as having a direct deposit into an account of Joe and Jill Biden. Instead, the money went to family members.
Well, while this appears to tie all of this directly back to the president, Jonathan, Democrats are still saying that this is not the hard evidence Republicans have been promising. So is this the smoking gun for the investigation that Republicans are saying that it is?
Well, these are millions of dollars going to the Biden family fund. And so the Democrats and some of the media can continue to close their eyes and say, I don't see any evidence, but there is a lot of evidence. There's a lot of evidence of money transfers through an incredibly complex labyrinth of accounts. Those accounts seem structured to avoid people from being able to monitor or follow these transfers. But these transfers occurred. Millions of dollars were transferred. In one case, you had money going to one of these accounts, and the next day, the same amount going to buy a luxury car for Hunter Biden. And so there's plenty of evidence here. And all that people have now is the claim that unless you can show Joe Biden directly receiving money, he didn't benefit. Well, that's just ridiculous. A person at his age is more concerned, very likely, about his family. And this was filling the coffers of the Biden family with a great deal of money. And that is a benefit.
Jonathan Turley is a one smart dude. He is the legal eagle for Fox News, and interesting stuff. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first, if you thought booking your timeshare was difficult before, you know it's almost impossible now. For more than a decade, Lone Star Transfer has helped thousands of owners legally and permanently get out of their never-ending timeshare fees. Lone Star Transfer guarantees the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For free, no-obligation consultation, please call 855-551-7066 or go to LoneStarTransfer.com. On this Thursday, as we reported on television last night, President Biden's situation with his son parallels that of Richard Nixon, who resigned from the presidency 49 years ago this week. It took a while for evidence against Nixon to be presented, but once the White House tapes were ordered released by a federal judge, there was no doubt Nixon tried to cover up the Watergate burglary. Joe Biden should study the Watergate investigation because he himself is in legal peril. It is true the president has a compliant attorney general and a corrupt corporate media on his side, but that will not be enough in the court of public opinion.